Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, third down, they gave us a man look. First, second option really weren't there, so I just kind of felt a lane. And obviously, knowing the situation, you know, how the game was going, I just felt like, you know, we needed something to get a first down there. And again, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help our team win a football game. And in my mind, that was at the top of the list.
Did you know you were going to clear him?
You really never know until it happens. It's just one of those split-second decision things that sometimes you got to get lucky for. And, being a bigger guy, I understand that sometimes you're going to try to hit low. And in that situation, it worked out.
How much fun was it for you to be just throwing the ball deep so many times?
It was good. I mean, it was one of those games. I was talking to some of the guys. I know we didn't have a lot of plays. We didn't have really a lot of third downs, really a lot of first downs. But we had a lot of explosive plays. Guys got open, made some unbelievable plays. E ran a great route. Dawson, ad-libbing. And again, just our backs, were big when they were trying to go with the cover two stuff, getting it to them and just getting it to them quick and just getting some rack after that. But our guys made some plays, and again, when you have a defense that can go out there and play against a really good offense, maybe one of the best offenses in the league, and do that, it's very reassuring.
What's Dawson doing different this season, and how does having a tight end just catch the touchdown every week change the offense for you?
I don't know if he's doing anything different per se. He's just making plays. He's getting open. I trust him. I've trusted him, ever since I've known him. I think he's trusting himself now, understanding that every play, there's a potential of him getting the ball. He runs the right routes. I've mentioned before, he's one of our better blockers, and I'd say he's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. And he just comes to work each and every day and just wants to help this team win football games.
Emmanuel just talked about your throw on the first touchdown. I don't know how he went on and on about it. How did you feel about it when you let that one go?
I felt good off the hand, and obviously the result is what we wanted. But throughout the game, just a couple mental errors, especially coming out of halftime, missing Steph on a stop. We called a play. I thought it was something else, so I got to clean that up and make sure I'm, in tune with everything and on target there. There's a lot of stuff that we probably left out there, and again, we'll watch the film tomorrow and try to fix it and then move on.
Josh, your message inside the huddle in the fourth quarter when they cut it to 11 points, you guys have it on the 15-yard line, and knowing that they kind of started to make it a game there, what was the message?
Yeah, we just wanted to put together a good drive, we were fortunate enough to do that. Like I said, we had guys make some plays. We knew that if we can go down there and score, especially with how much time was left. But again, this is an offense where it doesn't matter really how much time or how many points they're down. They've shown it time and time again to be able to come back from deficits like those. So we had to continue to apply the pressure and continue to be us.
So, Josh, for you to beat a team like that, what's the message that you guys sent to the rest of the AFC? And more importantly, what's the message in the locker room? How does this – as a team, how do you compartmentalize this win? What does it say about?
Well, I think, as it is your guys' job, I think this is going to be made a bigger deal than what it is. We are in week five. Last time I checked, four wins doesn't get you into the playoffs. We came into a hostile environment, played a really good team, ended up with a win, and you know, that's our goal each and every week, and to come out here and to be resilient through the lightning delays and you know, a couple plays here or there. But again, I'm proud of our team for how we handled the situation. Coming in, like I said, away games are never easy, no matter who you're playing. And each week, it's a different situation, different matchup. So you gotta go out there and execute a game plan. That's what we did today, and that's what we're gonna have to continue to do.
Given your history with this team, though, Josh, and what happened last year, does it feel like you cleared some sort of a hurdle? No pun intended there.
That's a good one. No, I mean, I think, again, just you know, that's why you play the game. It's a week-by-week league, and, you know, you're either on top of the world or you need everybody fired and change everything up. And we just wanted to come out here and try to execute a game plan. Our coaching staff did a great job, offense and defense, putting together a game plan. It was our job to come out here and execute it. But, again, it's one game, and we're not going to try to make this a bigger deal than what it needs to be. And if we lost this game, we wouldn't have made it a bigger deal than we needed to be. Because, again, there's still a whole lot of football left in this season, and we got to continue to stack wins.
Josh, this Chiefs being a team that just never goes away, really, no matter how many points you're up or how much time's left in the game almost, at what point did you feel that this game was going to be different than last year?
When we took our knees at the end of the game. Again, it's a team that's got an incredible offense, got an incredible quarterback. So they're never out of the fight, and they continue to play, and you saw that there at the end. But, you know, what a play by Greg Rousseau and Micah Hyde. But really just our defense as a whole, being able to come out there and try to make them methodical and long drives and kind of take away the deep ball and, you know, bend, don't break mentality, and our defense came out there and did that.
Was there any criticism from your defense for scoring too fast?
I don't think so. You know, I know it's going to sound weird, but to beat this team, you got to score more points than them. And, you know, we did that tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.